Well, my name is John Reese, and you're listening to BluePower.com, and I got something very special for you today. If you are a young musician, a medium-aged musician, or an old musician like myself, I have found the place for you to play. It's called More Art Incorporated, I presume. And I'm sitting today with Michael Lewis. Mm-hmm. And Allison Robinson. But I just wanted to let people know what a wonderful facility this is. And I've played here twice and had just a marvelous time with wonderful audiences. And I'd like to ask you a couple questions. Like, how long have you been here?
How long have we been here? More Art itself has been in existence officially as a nonprofit since April of last year. And we've been putting on concerts and showcases and workshops since July of last year. So we're talking about a year, because this is June right now, so we're talking about just under a year. But already we've had some lovely response from the community and from the artists of the community and so forth, so we seem to be filling a need, which we're delighted about.
Well, I don't doubt it, because the facility is marvelous, and the room in which you play in, and the stage, and the piano, and everything is absolutely gorgeous, and I'm going to take some pictures and put those up, if you don't mind. I also noticed that you have poetry reading, you have classical music, you have just a vast array of performers, both young and old. And how's it going? I mean, like, with the classical music, for instance, how what's the turnout for that? Because I intend to come next time.
Well, let's see. You can jump in anytime you want, but the way we were working it for the first year was we had four seasons of music, quote unquote, where the first season was jazz, and that was the summer months, and then the next season was a classical, I don't remember anymore, and then the season after that was rock, and then the season after that, which we're just winding up right now, was mainstream pop, Great American Songbook. And the classical concerts filled the place. We had one concert that was graduate students in guitar from Cal State Northridge. And mm-hmm. So we had a bunch of people here for that. We had a classical concert that was devoted entirely to classical singing, Lieder, and that sort of thing. And we had a bunch of people show up for that. And I think the only thing that we didn't attract a lot of people on was sort of a ill-defined kind of a funk, which we weren't really sure what it was, and because we weren't sure, I think that translated to our audiences. But everything else, concert-wise, we've had very well-attended concerts. We've got one coming up in July. We've already got the house about two-thirds booked on this one, and that's another Great American Songbook. Okay. One. I mean, granted, we hold maybe, what would you say, like 40?
40 to 50 people.
40, 50 people mm-hmm. here. So it shouldn't be hard to fill up the place, and our intention eventually is to get a bigger place. You know, you need a bigger boat because you have a bigger shark than you thought you had. So, but first year, I think we've done all right.
Well, that's a marvelous thing. You also have some wonderful people that support you and sponsor you. Karen Black, Harriet Schock. I've known Harriet since the early 70s, mm-hmm. when she first mm-hmm. came from Texas.
Yes.
And a marvelous songwriter. And
Chick Corea.
And mm-hmm. I also noticed that you have and sell books on Scientology. The Scientology sometimes gets a very bad rap. Okay, I have friends who belong. I don't. If you could say something about that, I don't have to put it in if you don't wanna. Okay, but I see nothing wrong with helping people.
Yeah.
And whatever it takes, I know myself, I have been helped. And I found a power greater than myself 15 years ago. Probably saved my life. So.
Well, one thing I want to make clear is that More Art is a nonprofit organization, and it doesn't have any connection to Scientology.
Okay.
Michael and I run another organization called Valley Life Improvement Center,
okay,
which uses Scientology to help people with their lives.
Okay.
And sometimes the two get mixed up because we happen to be the runners of each organization.
There you go.
Yes.
And, well, excellent.
As Thornton Wilder said in our town, everybody knows in their bones that something within them is eternal. There's
correct.
Just some spark that's eternal, and however way they pursue that, you know, God bless them, you know, whatever they want to do. And this just seems to be something that works for us, works for a lot of people. But there are some people who get suspicious of such things. They get suspicious of that sort of thing. And so you see things that aren't quite the way they are reported
yeah.
in the press and that sort of thing.
Kind of like politics. Huh?
A little bit like politics, so forth. I've never seen, you know, I've been a playwright and I've been a screenwriter, and anytime I'm in the newspapers, it's never the way that it's
ever.
Supposed to be, ever. I'm never correctly represented. So it's not necessarily anybody's fault. It's just not the way I see myself as.
Yeah.
And I think that any new movement has its share of misrepresentations and so forth, and ours is no different.
Yeah, well, you couldn't really call it a new movement. It's been around a long time, isn't it?
Well, if you compare it with Buddhism, it's a new kid on the block.
It's a new kid on the block.
You know, it hasn't been around for thousands of years. It's only been around for about 60.
Yeah.
But Allison and I both had huge wins from it, and our families have both benefited immensely from it, and et cetera, et cetera, as have you from your own spiritual experiences.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there you go. You can go to our website. You can see some exciting performances on the website. You know, just click on the video. We've got all sorts of different genres, including poetry.
Excellent.
You know? One day you'll even let me put you on the website, you know. I'd love to put one of your performances on
that
the website.
I wouldn't mind. Of course, I don't, you know.
You just choose which one you like.
I haven't seen the last, but I'm dying to see that one.
Okay, well, we're making the DVD on that one within the next few days.
Yeah, I mean, we also have some other things going on. We have Teen and Young Adult Night,
mm-hmm.
and we have teens come in and young adults come in, and it's been the music side of things, from single artists to full-blown bands.
Yeah.
And those are packed. Those are, you cannot find a seat, and those are on Friday nights at
Marvelous.
Scheduled time.
And so. We also are starting our gallery of fine art. We're having our first showing on July 11th. A not-so-young artist named Dan Deming is going to be exhibiting some of his stuff, and we'll be...
Here?
Right here.
Right here.
Right here, you know, on these walls and up and down the halls and so forth. Just our modest little gallery. We'll just see how that works out.
Well, I can tell you that I have met some wonderful people here, and I had two wonderful experiences myself. And... would like to prompt anyone who likes new material, new artists, whether it be young and old or old, and just to come out to More Art Incorporated, check it out, and see if you enjoy yourself, because I'm sure you will. There's a lot more here than meets the eye. And as far as I'm concerned, when any place that a young musician can go and play and perform and make mistakes and learn. And Michael also shoots videos, which completely blew me away. And it was wonderful.
Yeah, you get videos.
Tell you the truth, I was amazed at watching myself. Mm-hmm. I went, oh my God. Mm-hmm. You know, because I haven't been performing. I stopped performing, you know, 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. And when I retired, I decided that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to play again because mm-hmm. that's what I enjoy doing.
Sure.
So, you know, my friends and I were invited here, and we came, and we were thrilled with the people, with the house, and the representatives. So I just want to encourage everyone to check More Art Incorporated. And if you look at the bottom of this page, you will see a link to More Art Incorporated. And wish to thank everyone who is involved, Allison Robinson
yes.
and Michael Lewis, for putting this place together and maintaining it for everyone. It's a wonderful thing. Check it out. I know you're going to love it.
It's our fun.
Absolutely.
A lot of fun.
This is John Reese at BluePower.com. And check out More Art Incorporated. And I know you'll love it.